point of view.
Discussing the world around you.
On the street.
On the air.
And at kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. Now, yesterday, you may remember that we spoke to the acting executive mayor of Johannesburg. He said, I mustn't forget the executive bit, Kenny Kunene. And on a serious note now, Councillor Kenny Kunene had been part of an operation that started yesterday and will go on until midnight, I'm told, today, to really just try and clean up parts of Johannesburg and hijack buildings where they're target. They were joined, as he said, yesterday by JMPD and obviously being led by MMC for Public Safety in the city of Johannesburg, Dr. Gleni Chwaku, who is the MMC for Public Safety in the city of Johannesburg. Dr. Chwaku, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pimero. Good evening to your listeners.
We believe it's been a long day, and I just wanted to get a sense of how today has gone since you started yesterday.
No, the mayor is continuing one of the program there, itself, and but I actually had some other engagement I actually had to do. But I was part of the operation of like yesterday in terms of the bad building itself, and then I think it's also trying to continue today as well. I think that you know, one building that they went to, it was locked, you know. And all those things. So I haven't actually got a thorough report in terms of what happened at this point in time. But this is an ongoing program that we have as public safety to deal with the bad building.
MMC, do you feel that you're making progress?
Yeah, I know. Well, remember, we've managed to take over now two buildings already. There's a Moth building, and I forgot the other name of the other one. And because many political parties, when they came before us, they came and claimed that we've done and taken this and taken that. They've never done anything, because those things, you need to be delicate, you need to be consistent and all of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so we're actually putting pressure every single time. Every time we go into a building, all these hijackers, they're actually shaking and everything. Some of them, they make mistakes, and we've been getting calls ourselves as well that we must leave what we're doing, but we're not going to be stopping you. So it's a good thing that we must never let this thing to really things die down. The only thing that I know that in the human settlement that they are seized with is to get an alternative accommodation. If you can say to me that in public safety, here is a transit accommodation of some sort, those bad building will be the thing of the past. That's it. We are making some inroads, and then some of the people that are about to corner Pimelo we saw a lot of undocumented people, and also of course you've got the South Africans as well looking for jobs. Like everyone that is actually staying there is that people are looking for, their peace jobs. So it's what is a concern to us is that, when the crime is committed, it gets difficult for those who are undocumented to have them. So we did have the Home Affairs to deal with that side of the story, to look and to check if the people have asylums and all those things as well. So, but we are pushing. We're pushing. It is not easy. I can tell you right now, it's not easy, because when you do those things, you've got also, you've got other, the lawyers who are there, you've got
human rights lawyers.
That are the human rights lawyers, because I've been saying to them, instead of really fighting the city and all of that and act as if we don't care, I'm coming from the EFF, I care about the people in those buildings. My heart sinks, but I'm conflicted because maybe it's not the right way to configure it, is that I want people to have a proper, comfortable accommodation and a decent accommodation. But if I see people in squalor like that, with waste, human waste inside, with, smelly drugs are happening, then I say to the guys, but where do I draw the line now? I really have to get the people out. Of course, we can try and organize shelters, maybe some form of accommodation. But every time I leave them, I get depressed every single time. I even saw kids there. There's a crash there. And then two of the kids, they needed a serious medical attention because she had a serious infection infection next year. We have one. So where do we draw the line, guys? And why can't these NGOs and all these lawyers who are running and, you know, every time I speak, they take me to Cindy Soko Commission and say, I'm undermining Cindy Soko and all those things. Where can we sit down and say, what are we going to do this? What kind of, and knowing the realities of a budget, lack of budget, knowing the realities of accommodation shortages and all of that. Yeah. Well, so, look, general, this thing, Lena, it's a... And then one thing, maybe, you must know. You know, when we moved people to a transit accommodation to flare off, you know what we experience now again?
Yes.
It's the local dynamics there inside. What do I want to do? Ivo, you are bringing people there from the city to our area.
In our space.
We've been waiting for this place for a long time. There is now a thing. There's a community there. There's still a standoff between the flare of people and the community there. Yeah, well,
I remember.
So it's, we're treading very carefully, but it can be done, but it's going to take a bit of slow pace. We need ourselves as well, probably as government, to ensure that the asset register of the buildings, what we own, if we leave something, people, they leave or they go, we keep track of them, because once you leave a building like that, even a warehouse, I mean, there are warehouses there. I will show you, there are warehouses where people are staying. They've made checks, they make checks inside. It's that what you saw is nothing. I'm afraid that we might have another Osindi, so God forbid, and I'm always sleeping and waiting, I'm like, God, please, can I just write a report in all this so that everyone, the government, everyone, national, everyone can see that we have a crisis in Johannesburg of the bad buildings. We need to act urgently in terms of
MMC, what I don't understand, and this is part of the conversation that was also had with the acting executive mayor, Kenny Kunene, yesterday. Why is it still not easy to collaborate with the police? You know, you would have to explain to me, if everybody is on agreement, is in agreement about what has to be done, what's the problem?
Is a budget, you know, when the budgets are and everything. So we did right. I think we've made it clear. I think even the Cindy Soko Commission, they've written, there's a clause there, if I'm speaking, that terms of, you know, people must be, we must clean those, you know, the bad buildings. But the requirement is the transit accommodation. We must ensure that people, which everyone, we're able, you know, to take those people out. So it's a matter of, like, we have this thing available. So it's an IGR.
Okay, let me ask you it in a different way.
Maybe what you can do is that you can ask the guys, I mean, from the human settlement, to come and maybe laid bare. And there's a guy there who was taking me there in the province at some point on the human settlement. But, you know, he gave me some stories on housings and how they do, whatever, metamedics I did not understand. Because what happens is that we just need a transit accommodation. Sometimes even they say that we must do evacuation, evacuation bungalows. I know that Agrima SA, where I used to sit in that committee there, Agrima SA. If I was sitting in that committee or I was maybe national on the housing, whatever, I would go to Agrima SA. They've got concept houses in Pretoria, where you can use 3D building, you can do better pen. Those houses, you can do them within a week or so. So those are the proposals we've put in. But I know the city, we will make the bed building strategy document available. Maybe it will clear some of the things. It's going to be, we're just waiting for the council to sit tomorrow. We're supposed to have passed it last week, the bed building strategy report. It has been adopted by the MECOM and ourselves, the approach in terms of how we're going to clean this identified building in the city. I think that we'll make that copy available. Maybe I will contact you to see how we're going to deal with it.
Appreciate that. MMC, the arrests of the syndicates, the people that are taking the money from destitute residents there. Why are we not seeing arrests?
From the thing that it's we did put some of the people, remember, we did arrest them, and then more arrests will be put in, because there are these people are collecting money. They are very sly, very clandestine. Okay, so but I will explain it more. Just that now, Pim, I just need to attend a very quick meeting for the council tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Wona, but I will come and tell you in terms of, we must talk about the syndicate. How does it operate, and what is that happening? But we're not going to go deep, because it's very, very, it's very hectic.
I understand the intelligence.
The intelligence and everything, yeah. Okay. All right.
No, I appreciate it so much. I appreciate it. MMC for Public Safety in the City of Johannesburg, Dr. Mgcine Tshwaku. Look, we've had this conversation for the past 2 days, and I'm really keen to hear whether you feel we're making some progress. Let me know, 086-00-00959, and you can also send voice notes on 063-688-0959.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.